Welcome to the Economic Week in Review for November 27th through December 1st, 2006. Read to you by Jonathan Andrew Walter from Jawspeak.com, compiled from several sources, including Vanguard.com. The dominant economic news this week was a strong GDP report, which showed the U.S. economy continuing to grow at a modest pace, despite the major slowdown in the housing market. Although sales of new homes fell in October, existing home sales did rise sharply. Also, the other week's reports included personal incomes and spending, which rose, consumer confidence dipped, and the gauge of manufacturing activity dropped sharply. For the week, the S&P 500 index fell 0.3% to 1,397. The yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note fell 12 basis points to 4.43%. Third quarter GDP growth was stronger than expected. The nation's gross domestic product, a measure of all goods and services produced in the U.S. economy, rose at an annualized 2.2% in the third quarter. This preliminary reading was higher than October's advance estimate of 1.6%. The revisions were mainly due to the result of a downward revision in imports and stronger inventory buildup by businesses. Consumer spending, which represents about two-thirds of the nation's economic activity, was also revised downward, although it was higher than in the second quarter. The biggest detractor to economic growth in that period was the housing sector's cool down. Investment in home building fell at an 18% annualized rate, the greatest decrease in the last 15 years. Yet that GDP growth was stronger than expected, so that's a shining note. The Beige Book portends moderate economic growth up ahead. The Beige Book is a survey of economic conditions in each of the 12 Federal Reserve regional districts, and it showed the economy grew at a moderate pace since last report in mid-October. Comments from all districts were much more positive than analysts expected. Softness in the economy remains largely confined to the housing and automotive industries. Consumer spending increased, suggesting a somewhat optimistic look for retailers during the critical holiday season. Although the job market remained tight, especially for high-skill occupations, wage growth was generally moderate. There were few signs of a widespread price increase. New home sales have fallen, but surprisingly, existing home sales did rise. Sales of single-family homes fell 3.2% in October to an annualized rate of just over 1 million units. Sales dropped in all regions except the West. Nationwide, sales are off by 25.4% compared with their October 2005 level. The median new home sale price rebounded. After a steep drop in September, the median was $248,500, which was up just 2% from the year-ago level. Meanwhile, sales of existing homes inched higher in October, rising 0.5%. It was the first month-over-month sales gain since February. Sales declined in the Northeast and South, which remained stable in the Midwest, and rose in the West. Over the past year, sales have fallen 11.5%, while the median sales price has fallen, and this is for existing home sales, median sales price has fallen 3.5% to $221,000. Construction spending, though, has been hitting the brakes. Spending on new construction fell 1% in October. The decrease was the greatest decrease since a similar drop in September of 2001. Private construction activity fell 1.5% due to further slowing in both residential and non-residential building. Government construction spending rose 0.8%, and a year-over-year basis, construction spending in total grew just 0.5%. New orders for manufactured durable goods fell 8.3% in October. Essentially, this erased an 8.7% increase we saw back in September. The decline, this is the largest decline since July of 2000, was substantially higher than analysts' expectations. Much of the drop was caused by a slowdown in orders for civilian aircraft. However, demand for computers and fabricated metals was also weak. Excluding transportation, new durables orders fell 1.7%. personal income rose 0.4% in October, the fifth consecutive month in which growth has been in the 0.4 to 0.5% range. The main component of income, which is wages and salaries, increased at 0.6% in the month. Personal spending rose 0.2%, boosted by falling energy prices and an uptick in auto sales. The personal savings rate improved slightly to negative 0.6%, but remained in the red for the 19th consecutive month. A consumer confidence indicator fell to 102.9 in November. This is the second consecutive decline as consumers' assessments of both current and future conditions weakens. According to Conference Board spokesperson, quote, a tighter labor market and more guarded short-term outlook combined to curb consumers' confidence. There were a few bright spots, however, as expectations for inflation and the stock market became somewhat more upbeat. Nevertheless, the number of survey respondents saying current conditions were good dropped to 26.5% from 27.9% in October. Lastly, manufacturing sector index, the ISM index, Institute of Supply Management Manufacturing Index, fell to 49.5 in November, significantly lower than market expectations, and below the level of 50, which indicates expansion in the manufacturing industry. This is the first time it dropped below the 50 level since April of 2003. The index has trended downward, though, since back in July of this year. Three of five index components, new orders, production, and employment, declined during the month. Looking ahead, we have Friday's employment situation report for November. That's going to headline next week's slate of economic news. Other news is going to look at non-farm productivity, factory orders, and non-manufacturing activity on Tuesday, plus consumer credit on Thursday. Have a good week. Thank you for listening. Send me feedback, comments, and suggestions, or leave a comment at jawspeak.com.